The deeper Enron scandal lies not in the nervous contacts with cabinet members when the giant corporation was sliding down the tube, but in its ability to manipulate a government awash in campaign contributions in the decade when the company was flying high.
NPR news analyst Daniel Shore.
That President Bush called CEO Kenneth Lay Kenny Boy was not a scandal. What was a scandal was that Enron profited from a climate of regulatory laxity that it helped to dictate. Lay and other Enron executives met several times last year with Vice President Dick Cheney, who was heading the president's energy policy task force. Cheney is still stonewalling congressional efforts to find out what happened in those meetings. But the task force recommendations for reforming the utility regulation law, providing greater regulatory certainty, read deregulation, could have been written by Enron. Enron helped to create what some called a regulatory black hole. The Bush White House was deeply penetrated. Economic counselor Lawrence Lindsay had been a paid advisor. Political strategist Karl Rove had been a big investor. Republican National Chairman Mark Rasko had been a paid lobbyist. Lay himself had been on an early list of possible cabinet appointments. Congress was not left untainted. More than two-thirds of the Senate and 40% of the House benefited, if that's the word, from Enron money, some of which is now being returned by embarrassed lawmakers. The $5.8 million in campaign donations since 1989 from Enron sources appears to have been a good investment. The tax rebate provision of the House-passed economic stimulus package alone would give Enron $254 million. The consequences of the Enron penetration of the United States government remain to be investigated if there's anyone left in government who doesn't have to recuse himself. Someday we may know whether Enron would have been able to bilk employees, investors, and the nation were it not for that regulatory black hole that it bought for itself.